Yeah, I think it was just being real aware of where he's at, because they do a good job of moving him around. So being aware of where he was at and then where he could hurt us from those positions. And our guys did a great job, just that one play. And other than Austin Seltz's punt return early in the year where he ran all the field, I think that's the best offensive play I've seen all year.
Ball security for the second half seemed to be a point of emphasis for you at halftime. Is that exactly what you talked about?
Yeah, we wanted to play ball control. Coaches upstairs diagrammed that pass to Seltz, so when we still had the win, that was a huge play to get us a little bit of cushion, and that was about all we got really in the second half, I think. So it was tough sledding. A couple drives we didn't finish, but our defense just stepped up big and interception after interception.
Again, big win, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Mooney. I appreciate it.
As we saw,
I didn't get a warning on that.
We were trying up here. As looks like it came out fairly well as the Gatorade gets dumped. As John Mooney finishes up his interview with Troy Schalke. Oh, a true legend out there, John Mooney, but getting his earning his stripes quickly as the sideline reporter here for WLW Sports. John, what are your thoughts on this game?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. No, well, he's now the second most popular person on the field now here. It looks like just his little bit of a pant leg there got wet for John Mooney. John, if you can hear us,
yeah.
What are your thoughts on this game?
I'm sorry, what the last part?
What were your thoughts on this game?
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, as far as the Gatorade shower, I really appreciate the accuracy that the Pirates do display in moments like these. I think I only got it nailed a little bit. Keys to victory, I think Coach called it and everything. Dave, you were talking about the whole time. You just go ahead and get as much as you can on first down and just control the ball control. That's how you defeat a quality opponent like the Morenci Bulldogs. And let's face it, they came a long way, rode a cold bus. It's very, very difficult to go ahead and travel in the state of Michigan and be successful on the road. That's why you try to win in every game during the regular season. They finished second in their league, the Tri-County Conference, and they walked away with a lot of people that were, let's say, in awe of their feistiness and stick-to-it-ness. They're a quality opponent, and for the Hiram Beach Pirates, I can't say enough about their efforts today. They controlled the ball game the whole way, just one broken play, and that was it. Great win.
Well, we're going to make you walk the stairs one more time up to the Hollywood Hotel as we're going to have our actual post-game show here in just about 4 minutes on the WLEW Sports Network. Final score, Higher Reach 21, Morenci 7, and Higher Reach advances to the state semifinals in Division 8.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch. to try our free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Your number one Harbor Beach Pirate fans, Auto Owners Insurance and Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Albert Insurance Agency in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113 for all your insurance needs.
Final score from Harbor Beach, Morenci with 7, Harbor Beach with 21, a 14-point victory for the Pirates, securing their third straight regional title and their third straight trip to the state semifinals. 2012, they took on Muskegon Catholic Central, and in 2014, the same exact foe and the location to be determined, but potentially in Alma, Michigan, again at Alma College, as Harbor Beach and Muskegon Catholic Central face off in the state semifinals.
It could be a total and identical perfect rematch for Harbor Beach and Muskegon Catholic Central at Alma College. Would be very cool if it was.
Well, John Mooney's back up here in the tower after getting avoiding
the hotel.
Up here in the Hollywood Hotel in Harbor Beach. As it's this actually, you did a good job. It looks like just the bottom of your pants there, a little wet from the water Gatorade bath at the end of the game there. But your thoughts on this game, I mean, it was impressive from the get-go of how well Harbor Beach executed the entire game.
It was unbelievable. Gosh, you could not screw up the game better than this. The way the wind cooperated for them, and like I said, there was just one play that got away from them, and what are you supposed to do with a kid like Sandusky? That kid can just play ball. And he got away once, couldn't corral him the whole game, but gosh, he looks good.
Of course, the only score in the second half was Harbor Beach connecting from Josh Shelke to Austin Seltz in a pass for 59 yards and a score. That's your only scoring play in the second half. As really, I think the key in this game was the Morenci turnovers that they threw. 5 interceptions through the air on 2-for-7 passing. If it wasn't caught by a Morenci player, it was caught by Harbor Beach.
Yeah, and I actually take a step further. I think the key of the game was how Harbor Beach responded to the running attack of the Bulldogs. They basically shut it down. It was irrelevant. It was null and void except for the individual athleticism of Sandusky. That reverse of field Barry Sanders-like run that he turned into 7 points was their only bright spot on offense. They even completed a pass or two down the stretch, but it didn't take long. They dropped back again, and at Harbor Beach, ball hawks out there in that no-fly zone that they have in the secondary took the ball away, and that ended that. So the point I'm trying to make is they took away the run, forced Morenci to do what they were not comfortable doing, get him in a situation where they have to throw the football, and it was all everything Harbor Beach needed. They licked their chops in that backfield looking for that floated pass and to take it away.
The biggest play of the game was the muff on the punt reception. And I'm not blaming any